Welcome to Vintage Sports Internet News. I'm your host, Jay Lamont, and we're going to get it cracking in just a second. But let us explain to you what we do. We're going to bring to you all the newest sports heroes of today, your sports heroes of yesterday, your newest teams, and what makes us very unique is we're going to discuss some of your local heroes, some of the men and women who have made history in the sports community in your neck of the woods. So come on back and join us. Vintage Sports Internet News. Leave a topic. Hit the bell at the top. Let us know what you want us to talk about. Come on back in. Here we go. Nobody does it better. Vintage Sports Internet News. I'm your host, Jay Lamont. Hey man, it's been going down. How'd your teams fare? Hey man, nobody does it better. This is the legacy. Yeah, man. Hey, nobody does it better than Vintage Sports Internet News. Hey, I want to thank my fans. They're coming back slowly. I know I've been gone for a while. Everybody knows my story. So we're not going to get into that. But thank you for coming back. I want to thank all of those in Great Britain for listening. All of those in Brazil. Thank you for listening. Yeah, man, I really appreciate you guys. So without further ado, we're going to get into it. Hey, man, the NBA has been off the chain. We want to thank Ja Morant for coming back. And coming back in style, he came off the bench with 17 big ones. They got the win last night over the Rockets, 130 to 125. And yeah, he had a big night. So yeah, we want to say congratulations, man. We wish you well. Yeah, we wish you well, man. We want you to have a successful journey. But defeated the Houston Rockets. But Jalen Green came off. He was doing it with 32 points for Houston. And my man Kenyon Martin Jr., he had 31 points and 6 rebounds. So, yeah, they were doing it big, man, in Houston. But they fell short. And my man Jaren Jackson Jr., he stole the show. Yeah, he had 37 points and 10 rebounds, double-double for Memphis. Yeah, so, congratulations, Memphis. I got to give my man Desmond Bane, I got to give him a little shout-out also, man. He had 20 points last night. So the Grizzlies, they took care of business in the NBA. And how'd your teams do in the NBA, man? The Golden State Warriors, they took care of business. It was a controversial game. If you all watched the game, they claimed that they had Mark Cuban all out on the court, man. It was crazy. Claimed the referees made the wrong call, and they're gonna protest the game. But if you saw the game, man, the referees seemed as though they got the call right. It was just a communications error the way it looked. So I don't know if Dallas is going to win that one. So Mark Cuban, hey, man, stay off the court, man. Steph Curry, he led Golden State with 20 points. He had 13 assists. And they did pretty good. And my man Kuminga, he came off the bench with 22 points. So they did their thing. And my man Doncic, come on, man, what can you say about that guy? For real, man, Luka Doncic, that guy, man, he just comes to play every night, man. He puts on his hard hat and he just goes to work. And that man had 30 points with 17 assists and 7 rebounds. That man comes to work every night, man, and I just have to take my hat off to him, man, because a few weeks ago, you know, he was hobbling up the court. You know, he had like a hamstring strain, and he just wouldn't come out. He wouldn't come out the game. So, yeah, man, I like that guy a lot, man. Doncic, man, he's an old school guy. Young player, old school mentality. And Jaden Hardy, he came off the bench with 25 big ones. So, yeah, man, I got to give the Mavericks a shout out, even though, you know, even though they lost the game, you know, they still did their thing. They lost the game 127-125 to the Warriors. And how'd your team do? You know, I'm calling them out. It was a pretty good night in the NBA. How'd your teams do in the NBA? The Lakers won. The Lakers beat the Suns 122-111. And I want to give a shout out to my man Devin Booker with Phoenix, because he always comes to work. He had 33 points. He always shows up, man. Devin Booker, hey, man, you need some help. That's just the bottom line. Devin Booker needs some help, man. He got Chris Paul over there. He had 18 points, but everybody knows Chris Paul is an old man. You know, he got the old man helping him with 18 points, man. Chris Paul and Booker need some help. So, yeah, man, the Lakers, they won with Anthony Davis leading the way with 27 points and 9 rebounds. And my man D'Angelo Russell, he chipped in with 26 points and 6 assists. But the man, my man Austin Reeves, he had a tremendous game. He had 25 points and 11 assists. So, yeah, man, the Lakers, they pulled it out. 122-111. And for all of you all who've been getting on the Lakers case, you know, all know I'm not really a Lakers fan, but they got my man Mo Bamba over there. And that's my man. So, you know, I'm not a Lakers fan by any stretch of the, you know, I'm not a Lakers fan, but hey, I got to give them they shout out, man. The Lakers are playing good basketball without LeBron. And they playing better without him. I'm not pouring no poison on them, but they playing good basketball, man. The Lakers are playing really good. So, yeah, man, they beat a really good Phoenix Sun team, 122-111. And, yeah, let's give them their shout out, man. The Denver Nuggets, they beat the Washington Wizards 118-104. And, hey, man, they beat a really good team. But we got to make sure you know that they didn't have my man Bradley Beal. Yeah, Bradley Beal, he was hurt. But Porzingis, my man Porzingis, he pulled in 25 points. So, yeah, man, Denver, they did their thing. And the Joker, he had 31 points, 12 rebounds. And, you know, my man Michael Porter Jr. from Mizzou, he had 21 points and 7 rebounds. So let's give a shout out to Denver. So what's going on today in the NBA? Yeah, the Magic, they take on the Knicks at 7 p.m. It's going to be on the NBA channel. So, yeah, if you're going to be checking that game out, this is a crucial game for both teams. The Knicks, who are 42-32, they got a really, really good record. That's pretty good. And the Knicks, they're 8.5 games behind Boston. So this is going to be a really crucial game for the Knicks. So, yeah, man. And as you know, the Magic, they're up and coming. They're a young team. But they're steady moving up. They're 30-43. So they're coming up, you know, and hey, come on, let's go Magic. And hey, man, let me say this while I'm on the Magic. Because the coach, Jamal, man, you gotta play bowl a little more, man. I don't know what's up with that. I really don't. That man comes in, gets all those rebounds, and then you sit him down for so long. Come on, man. We the fans want to see Bowl. All righty. And in other games tonight, the Cavaliers, they'll take on the Nets. That'll be on Yes TV at 7:30. And the Cavaliers, man, you know, hey, they need this game also. Yeah, the Cavaliers, they need this game also, man. They're holding it down up in Cleveland. And yeah, man, they're like seven games behind Milwaukee. So yeah, they need this, man. So they're 46-28. The Nets, Brooklyn Nets are 39-33. So it's gonna be really, really they need it. They need it. Cavaliers need to come on with it. So yeah, man. Donovan Mitchell, you my man. You my man. Let's get on down with it. Charlotte Hornets, you pulling it up from the rear, man. You're pulling it up from the rear and you take on my Pelicans. Yeah, the Pelicans, they need to come on with it too, man, because without Zion, you know, hey, what you doing? You got CJ holding it down. CJ McCollum is holding it down. Brandon Ingram is doing his thing. And my boy Trey Murphy III is coming on with it. Man, we need you to come on back, Zion. What's up with you, man? Stop eating them double cheeseburgers. That's what everybody's saying on the internet, man. I'm just clowning you, man. Hey, but I'm serious, man. You need to get you a personal trainer or something, a chef. Because they saying on the internet, man, you be at Burger King, man, ordering them double doubles. But you need to get some double doubles in the game. And we looking forward to you coming back, Zion. You one of my favorite players, man. You know, I love your game, brother. If you just start knocking down some of them 10, 12 footers and some of them 20 footers and then start going to the hole, you know, but you know, your body can't take all that going to the hole like that, man. You need to start knocking down some of them 20 footers, man. So they'll take on the Hornets tonight at 8 p.m. and that'll be on Bally Sport New Orleans. Yeah, 8 o'clock tonight. New Orleans Pelicans against the Charlotte Hornets, 8 o'clock. And the Thunder, they'll take on the Clippers tonight at 10:30 p.m. Yeah, the Thunder and the Clippers. That's going to be very interesting, man, because they are both kind of similar teams. And we hate that Paul George, man, that injury seemed like it's very serious, man, because, you know, Paul George has a history of leg injuries. And we're praying for my man, Paul George, because, man, that guy can play. I mean, he flat out comes out to play every night. He's a veteran. Hey, man, you got us in your in our thoughts, man. I really love his game. Paul George, man, get well, brother. And now, what we all been waiting for, Vintage Sports, internet news. We don't disappoint. We come to support, baby. Hey, man, we got the NCAA, the Sweet 16. It's going down starting tonight. Yes, sir, starting tonight. And, yeah, the Sweet 16 is going down. We got some very, very good matchups. How did your team fare, and how is your bracket going? My bracket is cool. All the teams that I said would be in the Sweet 16 are in the Sweet 16. Now, I had a few, you know, few hiccups in the early rounds. Yeah. Yeah, I had a few blunders in the early rounds. But the Sweet 16 is where I was aiming. And the teams that I said would be in the Sweet 16 are in the Sweet 16. Now, I don't know what's going to happen after the Sweet 16, because, you know, it's going to be a couple of blunders here. But we got going tonight at 6:30 p.m. on TBS. To me, this is one of the best games you're going to find in the country. We got the number 7 seed Michigan State. They're going to be going against the number 3 seed Kansas State. Man, it's going to be off the charts. Yeah, it's going to be off the charts, man. We got Michigan State. We got Tyson Walker going. Oh, man, we got Joey Hauser going for Michigan State. It's going to be off the charts, man. But, you know, the man of the hour is my man Noel. Yeah, Marcus Noel. Can't nobody stop him, man. You got to get the ball out of his hands. If you don't get the ball out of his hands, he's going to shoot it on you. And if he doesn't shoot it on you, he's going to get the ball in somebody else's hands. And that might be Keontae Johnson. So, yeah, man, it's going to be going down tonight. It's going to be Michigan State, against Kansas State. That's going down 6:30 p.m. on TBS. And the second game, going to be a barn burner. This is going to be because Arkansas, they running and gunning. The number 8 team, Arkansas, is going against the number 4 seed, Connecticut. CBS at 7:15 p.m. is going down, man. Arkansas ain't playing. And I like my man Devontae Davis. Man, he comes in scoring 11 points a game, and he'll have his other counterpart, my boy Ricky Council the IV. He comes in scoring 16 a game for Arkansas. So, yeah, man, it's going to be going down. Or some of y'all say it's going to be going up in the basket. So, Connecticut, they come in with my man at Adama Sanago. Yeah, buddy, he comes in almost scoring 18 a game. He come in scoring 17.3 a game. And he got his counterpart, my man Jordan Hawkins. He scores almost 16 a game. It's going to be rocking, man. And hey, boy, look. On CBS tonight at 7:15, March Madness is on and popping. The 9 o'clock game on TBS, Florida Atlantic with the record of 33-3, the number 9 seed, Florida Atlantic. They'll be taking the number 4 team, Tennessee. Rick Barnes' squad is 25-10, like I said, on TBS, 9 p.m. Don't miss it. Florida Atlantic, man. What can I say about Florida Atlantic? They got their star is Jonell Davis. He comes in scoring 14 a game. And his counterpart is Elijah Martin. He has 13 a game. So, hey, man, don't miss it. Don't miss it. Now, hey, man, I can't even say this man's name. Nkamhua, whatever his name is. The man scored 11 a game. He's going to be doing it for Tennessee. And Santiago Vescovi, he comes in scoring 12 a game. It's going to be going down. I just tell you that like that, man. Tennessee and Florida Atlantic. Now, who you rolling with in that? 9 o'clock TBS. I don't know, man. I don't know. I like Florida Atlantic, but I like Tennessee also. I like both of those teams. And last but not least for tonight is Gonzaga and UCLA on CBS at 9:45. And, man, you talking about a great matchup. Gonzaga and UCLA. What can you say, man? Your boy Drew Timmy, who's been there forever, seems like. He comes in with a big whopping 21 points a game and 7 rebounds a game. Drew Timmy, man, he's been doing it all for Gonzaga. And they also have your boy Julian Strother. He comes in at 15.5 a game. So, yeah, man, let's give Gonzaga they thing, man. But UCLA, you know how they go. They get down. You know, they run and gun, man. And Jamie Jaquez Jr., yeah, he scores 17.5 a game and 8 rebounds a game. And he's, you know, a guard and a forward. You know, he splits in between both of them. So let's give him his shout out. And Amari Bailey, he comes in scoring almost 11 a game. So, yeah, man, UCLA, Gonzaga, they're going to be coming on at 9:45 p.m. on CBS. That'll be tonight. Now, for tomorrow's game, tomorrow's game, Miami and Houston, San Diego State and Alabama, Princeton and Creighton, Xavier and Texas. They'll all be throwing down tomorrow for the NCAA Sweet 16, and it'll kick off at 6:30 p.m. on TBS, and that'll be the number 5 San Diego State going against the number 1 seed Alabama. And man, let's give them a shout out, okay? San Diego State, they'll be their star will be Matt Bradley. He comes in with 13 a game. And also your boy Mika Parrish. He comes in with 7 a game. But hey, man, the team is Alabama, the number 1 team, brother. Javon Quinterly, he comes in with 8 points a game. And you got to give your boy Nick Pringle a shout out. Okay, they give you a team effort. Alabama gives you a team effort. So it's going to be going down. And who you got? Because everybody's saying Alabama. I wouldn't count San Diego State out, man. You know, we talking about March Madness, baby. And the 7:15 game be number 1 Houston, who I'm rolling with. Yep. Against my other team, Miami, which I like Miami, and they'll give you a cardiac arrest because they come to play. So it'll be number 1 Houston against the number 5 team, Miami. And we got to give a shout out to my man, Nigel Pack. He comes in scoring 13 and a half a game. And also my man, Isaiah Wong, who comes in scoring 16 a game for Miami. And let's give a shout out to Houston's Tremont Mark, who comes in scoring 10 a game for Houston. But the big man for Houston is the guard, Marcus Sasser. Yeah, that's my man. He comes in scoring almost 17 a game. So, yeah, it's going to be on and popping with that one. Also on Friday, going down at 9 o'clock on TBS, it'll be Princeton versus Creighton. Now, Princeton has made it all the way to the Sweet 16 at a 15 seed. So they've been overachieving to most media experts. But let me tell you something, man, their record is 23-8. Yeah, 23-8. So they're no slouch. And I'm trying to figure out how they were a 15 seed. For real. Princeton is a very, very good team. They take care of the ball. They really are careful with the ball, and they make good decisions. And Creighton, they're the number 6 seed. They'll be going up against Princeton. And let's see what we got going here. Ryan Langborg. He scores 12.3 a game for Princeton, and his counterpart is Blake Peters. He'll be coming in scoring 5 a game. But the Creighton, Creighton ain't playing with you, man. Creighton ain't playing. Yeah. Ryan Kalkbrenner, that's my man. Ryan Kalkbrenner be scoring 15.7 a game, almost 16 points a game, and he will put it up. Yeah, I was watching him. And he gets you about 6-7 rebounds a game also. So, yeah, they pretty good, man. And his counterpart is Ryan Nimhard. Ryan Nimhard will put that thing up too, man. He scores 12.5 a game. Excuse me. So it's going to be going down. That's going to be a really, really good matchup, Princeton and Creighton. It'll be going down on TBS at 9 p.m. Don't miss it. And last but not least, at 9:45 p.m. on CBS, it'll be Xavier against Texas. That'll be 9:45 p.m., the number 2 team, Texas against Xavier. Some people say Xavier, some people say Xavier. It don't matter to me. I say them both. But that'll be going down, the number 2 squad against the number 3 squad. And man, they both, I'm thinking that's a really good matchup again. They done a good job, man. The Sweet 16 is not going to disappoint. And again, for Xavier, Jerome Hunter, he comes in scoring almost 8 points a game for Xavier. But the big man is Soleil Baume. Sole Baum. Yeah, man. He wears the number zero on his jersey, and he comes in scoring 16 and a half a game. But Texas, yeah, buddy, Dylan Dessou. Did you watch him? Did you watch him in that last game? If you watched him in that last game, he was almost the hero. But he comes in scoring 9.1 a game. And Sir Jabari Rice comes in scoring almost 13 a game. So it's going to be going down on Friday. Those will be the games for Friday. This is the NCAA's, baby. And it's no joke, man. It's no joke. They are very, very exciting. And we're going to see if they all make it to the final eight. The final eight countdown, then to the final four. And then after that, it's the championship, and we'll try to cover it here, right here on Vintage Sports Internet News. Hey, man, how's your brackets? Are they busted? Are you still in it? Hey, man, ring the bell. Let me know how your team is faring. That'll do it for this edition of Vintage Sports Internet News. Hey, man, I'm your host, Jay Lamont. We'll see you next time, and thanks for listening.